Joining us on the KRDO Newsline, as he does every week at this time, ABC Entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson. And Jason, there's some strong stuff if you're looking to stream this weekend. Let's start off with the explosive secret docuseries, Allen v. Farrow, that's reexamining the Woody Allen issues.
Yeah, and this is a docuseries that's been in the works for 3 years now. And how it happened is the documentary filmmakers were working on this series, working on the issues surrounding Woody Allen that we've all known about for years. And eventually they went to Dylan Farrow, who is Woody Allen's daughter with Mia Farrow, his adopted daughter. And she's the one who accused him when she was 7 years old in the 90s of molesting her. And they got her on board to do an interview. They got Mia Farrow on board as well. Woody Allen does not participate in this documentary except through audio clips from his book that he wrote, and so some people are calling it one-sided, but it is a fascinating look at a lot of stuff that we already knew, that has been in the conversation for decades, but the way they lay it out, it's pretty damning, and there's a lot of new reporting as well. But this looks at the molestation allegations, the custody battle between Mia Farrow and Woody Allen, then, of course, him then marrying or dating and then marrying Suni Previn, who was Farrow's adopted daughter.
And where can we find this streaming this weekend?
That's on HBO. It's a four-part series. Part one starts on Sunday on HBO, and then it'll be on HBO Max the next day, I believe.
It'll be interesting how the movie maker Woody Allen reacts to being the subject of a movie. Let's talk about Nomadland. Apparently it's getting good reviews, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's getting really good reviews. This will be in the Oscar conversation for sure with star Frances McDormand, the expected lead or the front runner right now when it comes to the Oscar nominations, and expected to possibly win for Best Actress. This is the story of people who live on the fringes of society, whether through economic necessity or because they just like living in cars and RVs and traveling around the country and seeing different parts of the country and working new jobs every couple months. But it's a fascinating look at this, at these people whose numbers are growing, by the way, because of everything that's happened over the last year. This is something people have either been forced into or chosen to go into to kind of leave society. And this is a very quiet movie. It's a very beautifully shot movie. It's directed by Chloe Zhao, who is going to do an upcoming Marvel movie, The Eternals, which is waiting to come out. And the two couldn't be more different. That's a big budget, huge movie. This is a very small, very quiet, but like I said, very beautiful movie. And that is out today on Hulu. It's also in select theaters.
And Jason, we've heard a lot about this. Obviously a very interesting story, but I guess without giving away too much, would you say it's worth the hype that it's been getting?
It is. I think if you go into it with a lot of expectations, there's a chance you could be a little bit disappointed. Again, because this is just not a movie that's going to absolutely bowl you over. But it is, if you take your time, put your phone in a lockbox somewhere, get rid of all distractions, and just kind of sit and enjoy this movie, I think you'll very much enjoy it.
Okay, sounds good. Another great recommendation from Jason. Well, nuanced recommendation, we should say, from Jason Nathanson. Thank you so much for your time, your insight, and your reviews.
All right, take care.